Classic Short Stories, Volume 6. Stories are one of mankind's greatest artistic achievements. Whether written down or spoken, they have an ability to capture our imagination and thoughts and take us on incredible journeys in the space of a phrase and the turn of a page. Within a few words of text or speech, new worlds and characters form, propelling a narrative to a conclusion with intricate ease. Finely crafted, perfectly formed, these miniature masterpieces, at first thought, seem remarkably easy to conjure up. But ask any writer, and they will tell you that distilling the essence of narrative and characters into a short story is one of the hardest acts of their literary craft. Many attempt, but few achieve.
Here We Are, by Dorothy Parker. The young man in the new blue suit finished arranging the glistening luggage in tight corners of the Pullman compartment. The train had leaped at curves and bounced along straightaways, rendering balance a praiseworthy achievement and a sporadic one, and the young man had pushed and hoisted and tucked and shifted the bags with concentrated care. Nevertheless, 8 minutes for the settling of 2 suitcases and a hat box is a long time. He sat down, leaning back against bristled green plush, in the seat opposite the girl in beige. She looked as new as a peeled egg. Her hat, her fur, her frock, her gloves were glossy and stiff with novelty. On the arc of the thin, slippery sole of one beige shoe was gummed a tiny oblong of white paper, printed with the price set and paid for that slipper and its fellow, and the name of the shop that had dispensed them. She had been staring raptly out of the window, drinking in the big weathered signboards that extolled the phenomena of codfish without bones and screens no rust could corrupt. As the young man sat down, she turned politely from the pane, met his eyes, started a smile, and got it about half done, and rested her gaze just above his right shoulder. "Well," the young man said. "Well," she said.
"Well, here we are," he said.
"Here we are," she said. "Aren't we?"
"I should say we were," he said. "Yep, here we are."
"Well," she said.
"Well," he said. "Well, how does it feel to be an old married lady?"
"Oh, it's too soon to ask me that," she said. "At least, I mean, well..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?